Good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you guys be? Okay. Something just went on my computer. Okay, entities, how does it get any better than this? Aha! Cool, how is it going? Hi, Merlina, how are you? You there? You guys there? Oh my gosh, are you serious? Huh, interesting. Anybody there? Huh. Can you guys hear me? Okay, we have people here. How they're playing with me today? How is it getting better than this? Okay, so we're talking about entities today, and it seems like I have a couple of pranksters here playing with my systems because the volume just went off on my computer, even though it wasn't supposed to, and I'm not getting any feedback on the phone call. So let's see. Let me try this again. Anybody there? Let's see. I have a caller here. Let's see if she'll respond. Hello? Anybody there?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yes,
how you
hello.
Doing?
Good. Hi. How are you?
How may I help you? Great.
Yes, I would like to be cleared from a divorce cycle.
I'm sorry, you'd like to be cleared from what?
A divorce cycle.
Divorce cycle. Okay.
Divorce.
So tell me what's been going... Yeah, what's been going on with you?
My husband and I were separated in March of 2014. He has since filed a divorce on March the 17th. I got my papers. And so I did not file for a divorce. I didn't want a divorce. He does.
Okay. So.
Yes.
And is it an amicable divorce now or?
Well, no, there's some things that he didn't agree do to in the agreement when we separated. So he's doing that because I kind of appealed it. I have a lawyer. And so because he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Because he had supposed to have life insurance and a life insurance policy, which he hasn't done. And he has since then paid off his truck, which was in my name.
Okay.
And we have a daughter. Well, we have three children, two grown-up sons, and one 11-year-old daughter. Yeah, and this would be the second time I was – this is my second marriage. Yeah.
Okay.
And the first time I wasn't saved. This time I was saved. And we was married 13 years.
Okay. So would you – first of all, let's go ahead and break the – sever the ties that you have with him, okay? So all the oaths, vows, swearings, fealties, commilities, promises, bondings, binding contracts that you have with him in this lifetime or the lifetime, this dimension, other dimensions, will you revoke, recant, return, renounce, denounce, destroy, and uncreate it all?
What was that?
Exactly. so right now we are severing all the ties that you have with him. So that you don't continue with the same pattern, okay?
If I didn't want no divorce from him.
You do not want the divorce from him?
No.
Okay, so.
I think we can work things out. He's just running.
Okay, so.
And he's involved with another female. So I think there's a Jezebel spirit involved as well.
Okay, so. All projections, expectations, judgments, separations, rejections that you have about what this marriage should be, what this marriage should not be, what he should do, what he should not do, what you should do, what you should not do, are you willing to let that go? Because if you have a projection, if you have an expectation of anything and it doesn't come through, you get disappointed. So are you willing to let that go now?
Yes, I am, because I'm doing it God's way. I mean, God hates divorce.
Awesome.
I hate divorce. And so, we got married on the principles of God.
Awesome. Right, wrong, good, and bad, part, and back, and unsure, speaking beyond. That's the clearing statement from Access Consciousness. And it's kind of, whenever we bring something up, energy, it works at energy. And when I ask you about the divorce, or when I ask you, do you want to continue with him, or you, or what are your expectations, or what you should be in a marriage, and that brings up a lot of energy. And whatever that brings up, when I say the clearing statement, it's kind of like a vacuum cleaner coming around and cleaning that up, that energy, so that you're not stuck in that. Okay? So when I ask the question, are you willing to destroy and create it all? Because at one point, you either destroyed the point of view of what you, who you are, or what you should do. And another, in another time, you created a point of view of you should be this perfect person, and you should do this, and you should do that. So you need to discern and create all of that, okay? So what you want to be is you want to be in a neutral point of view. Nothing is good, nothing is bad. Everything is just is. And then that way, there's nothing there that will be, when you're neutral, everything works, because you're not feeding the positive, you're not feeding a negative, because everything is not always, everything that's positive is not always positive. Everything that's negative is not always negative. So you have to be neutral, and you got to go with the energy, okay?
Okay.
So now, what would it take? The one thing you need to ask, when you ask questions, you start the energy. You start the energy. You start the creation of what you want your life to be like. So if you don't want the marriage, then what would it take for this to change? What would it take for this marriage to continue? What would it take for me and my husband to have a happy life? What would it take for us to enjoy life together? Is it possible? What else is possible? Okay? And all you have to do is ask. You don't have to have an answer to it. All you have to do is ask, and then what's going to happen is the universe is going to start sending you answers. Would it be possible for this to happen? And then the energies are going to be, okay, so that's what you want. And another thing what you need to do is, have you ever watched 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore?
No.
Okay. She had short-term amnesia. Every morning she woke up, it was like a brand new life because she didn't remember what happened yesterday. Okay. So what you need to do also is when you go to bed at night, you destroy and uncreate your relationship with him and with everybody else you know. Next time you see him, it's like you are starting from scratch. You don't have any past. You don't have any expectations. You don't have any projections of what will be, what will not be, or anything like that. Okay? So when you go to bed at night, you say, I now destroy and uncreate my relationship with my husband. Next morning when you wake up, it's going to be like you didn't have all the projections, expectations with him. So it's going to be from clean slate that you're going to start.
Does that make sense? That makes sense. Yeah, because that's what we're supposed to do, because God give us our daily bread, and he gives us new mercies every day. And so what was in the past stays in the past. And each day, and that's how people build up how should I say, grudges or whatever, because they remember what happened yesterday. Because you don't supposed to go to bed. Yeah, you don't supposed to go to bed mad at each other, and everything, all the problems that occurred that day supposed to be resolved by the time you go to bed.
Right. And it's so funny because in today, in my Facebook, a friend of mine, she posted this really cute picture that she says, relationships never die a natural death. They are always murdered by attitude, behavior, ego, hidden benefits, and ignorance. So if you destroy and create your relationship on a daily basis, and the next time you see the person, it's a completely new relationship. You create your relationship from scratch. All of this attitude, behavior, ego is not there. So you take that out of the equation. And what else is possible, huh? What you also want to do is you want to ask yourself, what patterns of harmony can I create to change my relationship with my husband? Okay? And then all you have to do is ask that question. What patterns of harmony can I create to change my relationship with my husband? And then you can say, restrain and create, put and fuck. Okay? POD, POC, which is the point of creation and the point of destruction. You can say that. And because
you
as
say
soon
POD,
as soon as I say, POD, point of destruction, and POC, point of creation. Because at one point you destroy what you thought or you created what you're thinking. Okay? And that's
okay.
where you go towards the, oh, this is not good or this is good, and you're no longer in the neutrality zone. Okay? So it just asks a question. What patterns of harmony can I create with my husband? Or what point of harmony can I create to build a marriage that will work for my husband and me? Because relationships are interesting where there's not a formula for A, B, C, D, E for a marriage. You have to create your marriage the way it will work for you two.
Exactly.
Right?
But one can't work it alone. It has to be the both of us.
It's got to be the both of you. And once you start asking these questions and you start destroying your relationship with him, then he'll be in a better mood to talk. And then you want to really think about, do I really want to continue this relationship? Or do you only want to be in the relationship because you think somebody wants to be in the relationship? Or because you think an organization wants you to be in a marriage? Okay? That, are you happy? Do you wake up? Do you jump out of bed to be with that person? Do you look forward to being with that person? Those are the questions you want to ask yourself. Do you really want to be there? Do you really want to be with him? Now, it's okay if the answer is no. There's nothing wrong with that. Nobody's judging you. Nobody will ever judge you.
Right.
No, God will not judge you. Nobody will ever judge you if you don't want to do that. Okay? So take that out of the equation. The point is, in your heart, do you want to be with him? And then if you do, then you talk to him and I say, look, this is what I really like out of this relationship. What do you want? And the point is being in allowance of what he also wants. Being in allowance, because if he wants something else, you don't just want to be hanging there because that you want the opposite of what he wants. You know, let him have his freedom if that's what he truly wants. And then there might be something better around the corner for you. Because have you noticed how every time you do find somebody, a partner to be with, it gets better and better and better?
I don't know about that.
No, but see, people have the point of view that if you're not in a relationship, it's hard to find another one. If that's your point of view, guess what you're going to find in your life? You're going to have a hard time finding a partner. But if your point of view is like, hey, you know, it's easy to attract partners and it's easy for me to make friends, guess what you're going to find in your life? See,
friends.
It's all about your point of view. Your point of view creates your reality. But sometimes it's a good idea to, hey, okay, this is what I want, to have the deal and deliver talk with him. This is what I want, and this is what I expect from my partner. Are you willing to do that? Because you don't want to be unhappy and be in a relationship. That's the most loneliest place you can be.
Right.
No, so you got to have a heart-to-heart talk with you first. And say, do I really, truly want to be with this person for this? What would my life be like in 5 years if I'm with this person? What would my life be like in 5 years if I'm not with this person? And then just feel the energy when you ask each question. If it's expansive, then that's the answer you want. If you feel contracted, then it's like, that might not be the answer you want. You see what I'm saying?
But so, only God can predict the future. I mean, even though we have all these energies and stuff of that nature, only God would know what's... I mean, we can say what we hope to be in the 5 years, but only God knows. We don't know.
No, but when I say 5 years, it's more because people cannot really picture... If I tell you, what would your life be like in 6 months, if you stay with this person, you kind of have an idea. But if you, if I tell you 5 years, you don't have an idea. You just have a feeling. You have an awareness. And that's what you want to go for.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So those are...
Yeah, but you, still you can picture yourself, because just like I just had a job interview, and they asked me, well, what do I mean, where would I picture myself in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, to be a manager in 5 years.
Exactly.
And so, and then, just like you say, what would you want in your marriage in 5 years? Would you picture with yourself, I want a harmonious marriage and happy and blissful marriage. Because we're
mm-hmm.
not getting no younger, we're getting older.
Yeah, but who do you want it with? Do you want it with him?
Yes.
Does that feel comforting?
Because I, when I made my vows, I made that commitment, I was
mm-hmm.
marrying for life.
Oh, cool. Yeah, then you have to make sure that he's also on the same page with you. But if he's not on the same page with you and you're hanging on to it, you're not going to it's not going to be a happy life for you.
Right.
Right?
The
so
only God,
first,
just,
that's
what I
said. You have to have a heart-to-heart talk with you and make sure you know what you truly, really want. And after that,
and I have
when
did
you
that.
Know what you, okay, oh, awesome. That's great. Good job.
Yeah,
and
see,
now,
I have done all of that, and I did, and I did the pros and the cons, and I say, okay. And I know, see, because a woman, I'm supposed to be seeking a man anyway to look for a partner, because I base my belief on the Bible
yeah.
and God's way of doing things. And I know God created everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's it.
Even the energy
good.
That we speak about.
It all comes from him. So
that's
you
right.
just have,
yes.
now you just have to talk with him and see, hey, what are you looking for? You know, have to deal and deliver talk with him and see how what his thoughts are. That's
mm-hmm.
the next step, now that you know what you want.
You're right. But I think he doesn't want that. I mean, well, because there's another person persuading him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so asking these questions and you destroying and creating your relationship on a daily basis, it will help you, because that way the old arguments won't be there and
mm-hmm.
it will be like starting from scratch. And you're going to notice a change in your relationship. He's going to notice a change and to be determined whether he likes that change.
Okay. So this is the problem. We don't stay together. We're not together. He's separated.
Okay.
I'm separate. I mean, well, we live in two different households.
Mm-hmm.
And so we barely communicate.
Oh, so you don't see him
yes.
at all?
I
okay.
do not.
Then listen to last week's episode where I think I teach how to do the energy pool. Have you listened to the past episodes where I teach people to do
no,
the energy pool?
No, I just got your information from Minister Marlene. She sent me
oh.
your email. I mean, she sent me your information.
Okay.
Because I am one of her, I should say, prayer partners.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Yes.
How does it get me better? Thank you, Marlena. So what you want to do is, I don't want to send you to listen to a whole lot of episodes. I don't know which one we talked about it in. But what you want to do is...
And she was, yeah, she was
imagine,
saying you would...
Yeah. Imagine the air coming behind your husband's back, okay,
mm-hmm.
coming through his whole body, and
mm-hmm.
which is once the air comes through his body, now it's his energy, okay? And you want this
yeah.
energy to come through your heart chakra and out your
mm-hmm.
back, okay? You pull, and you say, all you have to say is pull his energy. Let's say your husband's name is Paul. Pull Paul's energy.
Charles.
Through every
his
pore.
Name is Charles.
Charles? Okay,
mm-hmm.
through every pore in my body, okay? And then you just start mm-hmm. feeling yourself being, your heart chakra being full, okay? So you pull, 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 and then you say, okay, trickle energy back to him. And then you trickle like 10% energy back to him. All you have to say is trickle energy back to him. So, and the energy that was going out your back will
mm-hmm.
do a U-turn and go out your heart chakra to his body. and then all you have to do is pull and trickle, pull and trickle, pull and trickle. What that does is, energetically, you're reminding him you're there.
Okay.
Okay? So you will remind him you're there, and then you also think, you just think, oh, it will be nice to see her. It will be nice to see her. It will be nice to have a cordial relationship or a loving relationship with my wife, however he calls you, okay? You
mm-hmm.
just put those thoughts in his mind. And because we are all very receptive to others' thoughts, okay? So when you do that, he's going to be getting those messages. And then you're going to suddenly get a phone call from him saying, hey, what are you doing? Or something like that. Or he will just find some excuse to talk to you. But you want
mm-hmm.
to pull, pull, pull. And all you have to say is pull Charles energy 24/7 and trickle
pull
energy
Charles
back
energy.
To him. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's all you have to say. And then you're going to start feeling, he's going to feel it, and you're going to feel it. And then it's going to make it so that he talks to you and he sees you in a different light as well. But you definitely mm-hmm. strain and create your relationship on a daily basis with him. So that next time you guys talk or next time you guys see each other, it's a completely brand new relationship. And you can create
okay.
from scratch. Okay?
Okay. So do you have any, documentation or anything of that nature?
No, I don't document stuff for this.
So you pull the energy 24/7 and then you say trickle?
Trickle energy back to him. And it's like 10% or so of the energy that you pull and it went out your back. It's going to come
mm-hmm.
up your back and in your front and go to his butt. And that is the introduction, energetic introduction.
Okay.
Okay?
So are you on YouTube? Do you have any YouTubes or no?
No, we don't have any YouTube, but I do have in my website, I have some free activations, energy activations.
Uh-huh.
And they're more
what is your
for
website?
Opening energy MDT
energy
in the Blog Talk Radio. MDT, M as in Mary, D as in dog, T as in Tom.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can subscribe to a newsletter and you will get free activations with it that will come to your email. And so you can start doing some other energy work there.
So this is relationship energy?
It's a little bit of everything, yeah. It's a little bit of everything. It's a sample of everything.
And you are in Maryland?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm in Virginia.
Where are you? Oh,
in
cool.
Alexandria.
Oh, are you? I'm in Gaithersburg.
Yes.
Yeah,
I see.
Oh,
I just pulled this up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
So let me
I'm asking, okay, do you do any type of like one-on-one healings or?
Yes, I do. One-on-one mm-hmm. healings, one-on-one appointments. Yes,
mm-hmm.
definitely. And for that, we can go ahead and delve into soulmates, activations, and stuff like that. I don't do activations on this, on the blog talk, because I don't know what people are doing, and those energies are very strong. And I advise people to not drive or operate heavy machinery while they're getting these activations, because they're quite, they can knock you out, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've had people who, they told me that they just pass out and they wake up when it's done, and in 2 days later, they're a completely different person. So,
wow. So the person actually has to be in your presence to feel
no.
that or no?
No. This is all remote work and over the phone work, remote. It's not about having to be in person. A lot of my clients are in Europe and Africa, and it was interesting. I had a client in Africa, South Africa, and and he just didn't want something to be recorded. So his portion of the conversation didn't get recorded, but mine did. And then he asked me, hey, how come my portion is not? I said, that's how magical you are. You don't want something done, nothing happens for you. It was the first time that was happened, that ever happened. And he, then he tells me, oh, I can't do anything. I said, what do you mean you can't do anything? You block you being recorded in something that's not possible. You cannot tell me you cannot do anything. So,
wow.
It's interesting. Yeah. Once you know who you are, once you know your power, you unleash that mm-hmm. power. And then you just, you can rebuild your life. You can leave all your materials behind, and you knowing that you are who you be, and life is just goes on, and you it's all magical, you know. You don't have to stress for anything, because everything happens to you with ease, joy, and glory, and grace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So quite interesting. But life is
so. This
life,
is interesting. So, how did you begin your business or your your type of work?
We only got 3 minutes. I'll give you a little.
Okay.
I've always been since little. I used to play with beings that didn't have bodies, and then I was told, there's nobody there with you. How can you be playing with anybody? So slowly I started blocking that. But I knew that there were beings out there, beings without bodies, and beings that you can just communicate with. And it was so magical. And then I started mm-hmm. listening to my family, who told me you can be, there's nobody there. And then as I grew older, I was like, okay, you need to get back to it. But I was afraid to open the door again, because I was afraid I could not control it. I was afraid that if I open the door, if something happened, what if I don't know what to do and I don't have anybody to assist me to consult with, so that I, you know. So I started taking classes. I became a Reiki master, and then I started getting to know people who can assist me if something happens, something, you know, that I didn't expect happened. So mm-hmm. with that, I said, okay, I'm ready to open. I'm ready. I'm here now. I'm ready to open. And then the entities started coming. Every night I have entities that come to my house, and they want assistance. They don't want one-on-one assistance. What they do with me is, like, I'll handle like maybe 10,000 entities. They come, they do an energy download on me, and then they go, and I tell them to whoever their family is, they have to come close to me. They don't have to talk to me, but they have to be close enough for the energy to get to them. So it's quite interesting, and I ask for payment from the entities, and oftentimes I get like little trinkets on my desk where nobody ever shows up. There's a little trinket. And it's really, it's funny, because I get these nails from back in the 1900s, and I get these hairpins from back in the 1800s that you cannot find them, you cannot buy them. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, they gave me this. It's so
wow.
It's quite funny. And other times, you know, I'm not expecting this, but I have to, for better word, I have to do exorcisms on people, because a lot of people, they have entities in their bodies and entities with jobs where they tell the entities, hey, I want you to hold me back because I'm too powerful. Therefore, do whatever you can so I don't do what I'm here to do. And they just take over the body, and they're stuck in a place, and they wonder why. Been fun talking to you. We only have 10 seconds or so before the show ends. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And okay, everybody, and thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, so do we announce our names, or we don't have to? No.
I'm sorry?
Do we announce our names when we come on the air, or no?
No, just... You don't have to. It's all incognito. Okay. That's why that way people can
talk
about
it. So if you ask
anything,
for special prayer and stuff of that nature,
yeah.
Do you do that? I mean, Okay.
Yeah.
Because I want to know about me. What shouldn't be in me? Yeah.
So let me ask you. Let me ask you a question. We're off the air now. Okay.
Okay.
Let me ask a question. How many beings in your body? Give me the number that showed up in your body. How many beings in your body? Give me the number that showed up.
Oh, I don't know. The beings or the beings?
Beings. How many entities in your body? Give me the number that showed up.
Oh, I don't know. I have no clue.
Okay. So let me go ahead and do the clearing because I got that there's more than 30. And because you live in Virginia, Virginia being a battle state from the war, every time I go to Virginia,
yes.
I have to clear myself. I have to clear myself.
So it sounds like
a
you're
lot
doing
of entities get on my... Yeah.
You sound like
so
you're doing
go
spiritual
do
mapping. Okay.
Yeah, let me do the clearing for you. Truth, who are you? 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 Truth, what are you? Truth, who 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 are you? Truth, what is your job? Truth, who are you? 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 Take your magnetic imprint and go, or give it here to the stream and say, oh, thank you, I'm going to go back to the back of my church and beyond. Okay, how do you feel?
Good.
Are you inside or outside your body?
Inside.
Does it feel more space or less space?
Like space and feel warmth.
Yeah. Okay. So, Truth, how many beings in your body? Give me the number that comes up. Don't think.
I don't even know where to begin. I have no clue. I'm clueless.
At least there's less than there were before.
Okay. What is good? So you're saying beings,
yeah.
like human beings or beings, other beings.
Exactly. Like human beings.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because what happens is that when somebody leaves their body, they sometimes they do not know that they're supposed to go somewhere else, and they see a little light, and there's a little light that exists between your first and second chakra, and you're walking around, and they see that beautiful light, and they think that's the white light that we've been told to go to. So they go to you, they get in your body, and now you're not alone anymore. Now, if you get thoughts in your brain, in your mind saying, you need a drink or you need a cigarette or you need something that, but it's a you, it's not I need or anything like that. It's a you. It's somebody else talking in your head. Okay. And a lot of people think that they're going crazy and they call it schizophrenic, they call this and they call that. In reality, what they have is both their beings in their time. So when you remove
might be
them,
demonic spirits too.
Yeah. Well, no. Your spirit guides, they're around you. They're not inside your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you're hearing the you, then you have other beings in your body.
I don't hear that.
And if you go to hospitals or if you go to cemeteries, oh, my gosh, you're just like this light that everybody wants to latch on to. So whenever you go to hospital, you go to... Yeah.
No, I don't I'll go to the hospital when I need to go see the doctor. For instance, I was in the military and I was stationed in Kansas. So I came back from Kansas and I came back to the Pentagon where 9/11 had happened at. When I came back and while I went to Ground Zero and I heard all the screaming of the people who got killed. And I hear the voices. It just sounds like all I hear was screaming.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah.
And I don't know whether I have vision. Because before my father died in 83, I had a vision that he was going to die before he died that night. Because I was approaching my cousin's house. And I was actually getting ready to go to a funeral, but my cousin was coming out the house, who was the wife of the cousin that had passed. But I said, instead of me seeing that cousin, I seen my mom with the veil on and my brothers and my other sisters marching out the house behind her, but which it wasn't. This was broad daylight. So God had gave me a vision to say there was death in my family. And that same mm-hmm. night, my daddy died.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, but it was Yeah, it scared me because I didn't think nobody would believe me. I didn't tell nobody until after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it really scared me.
It's a little bit scary because you don't want to be the admin person and you don't want to mm-hmm. talk about it to anybody. But
right.
this is your awareness. This is your
because
awareness.
Because they think you're crazy.
Yeah, exactly. But you have mm-hmm. to just, you know, you have to allow your awareness. If you block that awareness, which I did growing up, because I used to play with all these magical beings, I blocked it. And then they said, okay, it's time for me to unblock it because I'm getting too many signs that I need to unblock it. And that's when I was looking for someone to help me, hey, in case I see this stuff again. I need somebody to help me because I don't want to see the people and not know what to do. So, you know, but and luckily, you know, there's more people willing to talk about this now. We're not the only ones out there. So,
yeah. Well, that scared the daylights out of me, though.
Yeah.
Since we're off the air, I can share you my name. My name is Mary. So if you ever see any negative energies coming, yes. Pray for
the episode is going to cancel. It's going to go ahead and go off now because that's about as much time. But thank you for calling. I appreciate
that. Thank you.
Have fun.
And pray pray against the negative injuries against Charles. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.